stepped in, and out of, whatever it was called, and you put your lard there and weighed it. That was lard out of a can.
And
you would use a funnel.
Okay. And if you had some horses and you wanted your horses to go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought some things at the store now, the grocer might put them in a
in a bag.
Okay. And what would the bag be made of?
Paper. Grocery bag, they call it.
Okay. And what do you call the bag that, or sack that potatoes were shipped in, or that you get feed in?
I don't know that the pronunciation is exactly right, but they call it the croaker sack.
Mm-hmm.
It's a croaker. Is it croaker sack?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a little meshy-like, but it's heavy.
Yeah.
Don't use potatoes in there now. They put them in this little stuff that's like, you know.
Yeah. You ever hear of another word for croaker sack?
They used to call them the feed sacks.
Yeah. What about toe sacks or junk sacks?
Toe sack. I've heard of the toe sack. I don't know about the junk sack. I've heard of the toe sack.
Okay. And the amount of corn that you take to the mill to be ground.
The what?
The amount of corn.
Well, I don't. That depends upon how much corn you have. Now, I have seen the farmers take the corn on a wagon bed. It would not be sacked. They would have the corn on the wagon bed and have it stacked and then take it on to have the corn ground, to have them to grind the corn. And they would take it to the mill.
Did you ever hear of a turnip corn?
I've heard of a turn of wood.
What's that?
I'm going to bring you a turn of wood, and that meant they were going to bring you a load of wood, a load of corn and a load of wood. But now whether it doesn't sound, it's not in the same as a ton of coal or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they measured wood by the ton as they did coal. But I have to go on along with what I actually have been around these people and I know about. Is how they would take their corn to the mill to have them to grind the corn.
What about the amount of wood that you can carry in both arms?
You're carrying an arm full of wood.
Okay, that's less than a ton.
Oh, yes. If you're going to pick up, if the wood is cut, they have it cut, and you're going to go out and pick up wood, and you're going to put it on the arm until you get as much as you got. And then you're going to put the arms together and carry as much as you can. That is an arm full of wood. But now, what they call a turn of wood, I don't even know that that is the right name, because people who have done this, they give it the name that has been handed down to generate their old foreparents. And these words are not even possibly, I guess you wouldn't even find it.
Where did you hear this word?
In the country where I taught.
Yeah, how far away is that?
Mm-hmm. It's approximately, it was in Harrison, Tennessee. Harrison used to be the county seat years ago before my time. Then they moved the county seat, Chattanooga, the county seat for Chattanooga to, they called it James County, up at Ootewah.
Yeah.